Let's face it, we can fill our schedules so quickly that we can commonly say, where did the time go? We look back and wonder, how did it fly by so quickly? Did we savor the moments or rush through them? How does God look at our schedules as families? He wants us to redeem our time, making the most of every opportunity, Ephesians 5:15-17. But how do we do that? By seeking His schedule for us, for our families, and for His work. Will you stop and pray for your family to give God their schedule, inviting the Holy Spirit to reveal what needs to stay, what needs to go, and what to add that will cause us to walk in peace and not anxiousness? Father God, we thank You that You have given us life. It's because You've given us life that we want to reply to You, respond to You with giving You our time. But it's so easy for us to get caught up in all the things that need to get done or all the requests from people to do things. So, Father, we ask that as families, we will first come to You and seek You what to keep, what to eliminate, and what to add. Help us to make the most of every opportunity to actually give You our schedule and to commit everything we do to You, Lord, trusting You, and You will help us. We know that if we commit our plans to You and pray that You would cause them to succeed, we also pray that we would make the best use of our time, that we would not be unwise, but wise, because we know the days are evil, and not to be foolish, but understand what Your will is, O Lord, that we should do everything decently and in order. Help us to plan and schedule wisely, seeking You first, adding the kingdom of God and Your righteousness, and all the things that we need will be added to us, recognizing there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And we ask You for wisdom, who You give it generously to us without reproach, and You will give it to us. Help us to trust in You with our schedule, knowing You know what's best. For Your thoughts are not our thoughts, nor are Your ways our ways. And we ask You, Lord, to show us Your ways. Teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. We ask, God, that You would help provide us and guide us and direct us, and not to worry and to trust You, that You would guide us every day. Maybe we'll put something in there that we don't. But help us to make appointments to spend time with our family, undistracted, one-on-one times, and communal times where we can be all together. Help us to also make time to ensure that there's time to care for the body that You've given us, the temple of the Holy Spirit, the soul that You've given us, and our spirit, that You may be honored in everything we do. May this season be a season of peace and not of anxiety as we surrender our schedules to You, O Lord, in Jesus' name.